the title's wrong. I think it should be 070. And again, have we got HER2 cases that didn't have any chemotherapy? Big variation, huge variation. The average was 43% of them, of the HER2 positive cases, apparently did not receive chemotherapy. 500 of them, well, okay, again, 36% of them were over the age of 65. 31% of them were actually grade 3s. And 10% of them were node positive. So one would be questioning, really, why some of these didn't have chemotherapy recorded. And is it a data recording issue? 4 out of 9 of these top ones.
I see Dan Ray down there. Dan, you must have a view on this. The HER2-positive screen-detected cancer not getting chemotherapy. What's the story, number one? And as an aside, what's your view on using... Herceptins or lapatinibs in the absence of chemotherapy?
Okay, so I think you clearly should have HER2 on a screen-detected cancer just because you're screen-detected. I don't see why you should be discriminated against in that way. Screen-detected HER2-positive cases went into the trials, so there's no reason to think that they wouldn't benefit. Herceptin without chemotherapy is a problem because we've got no real data on safety in that population, and I've got very little doubt that it would be equally effective without chemotherapy. And you're getting oncologists giving, you know, 2 tablets of cyclophosphamide and saying, well, that's a bit toxic, dear, I'll just carry on with the Herceptin now. So there's a lot of fiddling about going on. We've been trying to set up trial to look at this, and it's impossible to sort this out one way or another. It's very, very
difficult.
Last
point, in terms of the duration of Herceptin in this country at the minute, I mean, do you believe the finished data for, you know, 3 months as opposed to a year or not? This is probably, I don't... what's your view, Dan?
I think the finished data is fascinating hypothesis-generating data that requires to be looked at. So we have 2 studies that are being supported within the UK, the Persephone study looking at 6 months versus 12 months, and the Finnish study looking at sort of HERA style versus FinHER style. Different people have got different views about which of those is the right design. I don't think either of them are perfect, but they should be supported.
Yeah, I mean, my own view, for what it's worth, is that the Luminal Bs, the ER-positive, HER2-positive group, we need to have trials concentrating on that group rather than the HER2-positive group overall. And then duration and whether it needs to be linked with chemotherapy in that group or not. You know, we need to just divide them out. Anyway, we probably haven't time to go into that now, but I think this data does raise issues about whether people are getting a fair crack of the whip across the country, because certainly you'd expect to have higher Herceptin therapies for than we've got. Okay.
We've actually reached the end of the 1.5 hours.
Should we just do the survival?
Shall we just flip onto the survival? Yeah. Okay, so if we just flip through the slides very quickly, you'll see.